Welcome to Underdog Stuff with Gregory Neesmith Podcast, your source for coverage, opinions, and coaching of underdog stuff in politics, culture, and personal life. Play it, subscribe to it, leave a review, and most importantly, enjoy it. All right, next up, where are we going to next?
I think that we want to get a little coaching from you.
All right, let's do that.
Yeah, and we talk about, last week you talked a little bit about Free 99.
Yes, I did.
You know, and I think this is another opportunity to talk about that and to really talk about that in the context of tit for tat from bartering.
Yes.
What? Well, I can say tit for tat. That's not a 7-second delay.
No, but I
didn't say titties for tat.
You just did though. Yeah, I mean, I think it's allowed.
I'm pretty sure it's allowed.
I mean, God know your heart. It is Sunday, though. So, you know, I'm just saying. Be careful. Be careful out here on these airways. The FCC, the streets is watching. Waiting for you to break, make your first mistake.
Mm. Well, all right. Why don't you help me with some coaching right now?
I will. So, today's word in the spirit of coaching is barter, a.k.a. Free 99.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of you out there who have side hustles. Or have something that you want to be your main hustle and are starting some type of business. And oftentimes, one of the things I hear from people are, especially clients, are, I don't have enough money to get help. And that's real. It's natural to feel that way. However, there's ways to get around not having the money to make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So one, first, there's free consulting out there.
Hmm.
I've actually used an organization called SCORE before. SCORE.org. And for folks who may not know, they're a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. And they've been doing this for over 50 years and are part of the Small Business Administration.
Mm-hmm.
You can get free support from them to help you write your business plan, to help you figure out your media strategy, all those things. Free 99. And not just somebody off the street, folks who have experience in those specific areas that you need help, that are now a little older, they're ending their corporate careers most of the time and looking to give back and help folks in the community.
That's awesome.
SCORE.org is a place to go. Also, another free 99 tip besides using the SCORE organization to start your business, bartering. Anybody know what bartering is?
Yeah, that's tit for tat.
And just don't say the other word.
I won't.
Please don't. Tit for tat is, that's one way to put it. I was about to say, you scratch my back, I scratch your back. But that's even worse than, that's worse than.
I scratch your back.
Anyway, tit for tat, you scratch my back. There's got to be one that. Isn't there a better example of barter besides tit for tat? You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
No, there's not.
All right. Barter is an exchange of your talents for someone else's talents so that y'all both can get something done.
Exactly.
So, for example, if I want to start or launch a website, instead of paying to have it done, I may work with a web developer who may want coaching, and I'm a leadership and life coach. Mm-hmm. So I'll offer them coaching sessions and they'll offer me building my website. Mm-hmm. That would be an example of scratching my back and scratching theirs or tit for tat.
Exactly.
And that is a way around if you don't have the money. One thing we all have is some type of talent or gift.
Value exchange.
Yes. And you can make that. That's what I was looking for.
Why, I knew it the whole time.
I know. So you say value exchange. Instead, you wanted to say tit for tat. Scratching backs. When value exchange is what I've been looking for this entire time. I would say thank you, but you waited so long.
Only people on Facebook Live can see the dirty looks you're giving me right now. Those are so terrible.
I know. Value exchange. Thank you. Lastly, free 99. If you're looking to get your business going and looking for assistance where it doesn't cost much or cost anything at all, we talked about score.org.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about bartering, which is tit for tat, scratching backs, or value exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, they can call, email us.
Yeah.
Because we do on the spot consulting and coaching when the phone lines are up, which they will be up soon. Or you can always email the show at underdogstuff@gregorynaismith.com or pose your questions in the comments of the Facebook Live. And we'll talk about them on the spot.
Cool.
16 years of corporate experience here, along with coaching experience, too.
So speaking of using Underdog Stuff as a way to get help and coaching with business and ideas, you talk a little bit about me being a comedy writer, right?
Yes.
Well, I've got some jokes. I'm wondering, can I work them out with you guys?
Is this going to be tit for tat?
There might be some tat for tit.
Yes, but although I don't know in the value exchange, I'll be able to offer
a punchline back. Because you can tell me if they're terrible or not.
Okay.
And we also have Kirsten and Marlon here as well. I'm just working out some jokes.
Okay, yes, let's do that. Okay. We'll do a little tit for tat with the comedy writing. And the cool thing is, the folks watching along online can give their thoughts too.
Yeah, Facebook, you guys can give me your comments.
Okay, let's go for it.
Okay, so first joke. So we talked a little bit about Sean Spicer resigning, right?
Yes, we did. Spicy.
So Sean Spicer just resigned. When asked why, he claimed, "Despite my spicy disposition, I prefer a milder form of torture."
Okay.
That's it. Okay, so that's a no.
I know, but I get it. The foundation is there.
I'll say that's a no.
But the foundation is there, right? So there's something to work with. I love the use of spicy and mild. I see where you're going, okay. Right? Underdogs out there, don't you see where this is where we get to encourage each other?
No, it's okay. It's okay. I will, every comedian bombs on stage sometimes. Okay, here's another one. A new poll indicates that more than 30% of Trump supporters don't believe the Russia scandal is even a thing.
Okay.
When asked for comment, Putin said, "Check again, it's 100% now." Okay, crickets. I will...
Okay, but you informed the audience about polling and where folks are, so they got something. So in the first one, folks now know Spicer's gone. So you can inform, entertain, or inspire, and you are informing right now.
Okay, the next one. So we talked a little bit last week about the G20 summit and Trump being there. So. At the G20 summit, it actually came out that Japan's first lady pretended not to speak English to avoid speaking with Trump. Fortunately, he didn't actually notice because women have been faking it with him for years.
That's a good one.
Okay. One out. What? I'm going to end on a high note then.
I would like to say, Asha, I think all your jokes were very funny, but you know how jokes go. You kind of have to slide them in the conversation. When you pre-announce the funny is coming, it's like you're bracing yourself for it. It doesn't really work. But I think with the right timing, all of those were really stellar jokes. Quite funny.
Yes, that's very true. All good stuff. And I love
that
you...
No, it's okay, guys. That's okay. I'm okay with one out of three.
You funny,
okay.
Baby. You funny. It's funny, okay. Girl.
It's okay.
You're award-winning advertising executive and comedy writer. And grateful for you to be a part of the Underdog Stuff team. With that, we are going to take a quick break. And coming up after the break, we have our journey of an underdog guest, Intellect, rapper, writer, and producer in the building to tell us about his journey of going from underdog to contender in the music industry. And later in the show, we still have our words association game to play. With all the folks who'll be in studio and closing thoughts to today's show, Words for Friends Part 2. More underdog stuff and Intellect coming up after this break. Thank you for listening to Underdog Stuff with Gregory Neesmith Podcast. New content available every week. And I leave you with my favorite quote, underdogs. Can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody.